Latino Boy by Sheriff's Deputies in Santa Rosa, California. And we'll hear excerpts from a new documentary film on racist police violence in the U.S. At 11 on Stage and Studio, host Demay Roberts talks with Emmy and Grammy-nominated comedian and actress Margaret Cho, who will be in Portland on November 15th. And at 11:30 on Art Focus, host Joseph Galavan interviews Maribeth Graybill, curator of Asian art at the Portland Art Museum, about the Samurai Show. Stay tuned for Air Cascadia with host Chris Andre.
KPFA brings the listening public the other point of view.
There was a strong sense that this was the beginning of something that would spread across the country.
On Sunday, November 3rd, at the historic Hollywood Theater, KABU presents an exclusive benefit screening of the film KPFA On the Air.
This documentary tells the powerful story of the beginnings of listener-sponsored radio in the United States with the birth of Pacifica in Berkeley in 1949.
KPFA On the Air chronicles the origins of the free speech movement, the first stirrings of the student movements at Berkeley, and opposition to the Vietnam War in the early 1960s.
Eventually spawning a network of free-form, independent radio stations across the country, including KABU, which came on the air in 1968. So come join us at the Hollywood Theater, Northeast 41st and Sandy Boulevard, Sunday, November 3rd, at 7 in the evening.
Help keep community radio strong and thriving into the future.
KABU Community Radio is proud to help co-sponsor the Visegrad Group PDX Festival, November 9th from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Polish Hall, 3832 North Interstate Avenue in Portland. To celebrate the 95th anniversary of independence of the Czech, Polish, and Hungarian nations, this one-day festival will share traditions, history, arts and crafts, and national food of the Czech, Polish, and Hungarian communities within Multnomah County. Again, the Visegrad Group PDX Festival will take place at the Polish Hall, 3832 North Interstate Avenue, on Saturday, November 9th, from 1 to 7 p.m. More information about this KABU-sponsored event may be found at kabu.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Thank you so much to everyone who contributed to our recently completed fall membership drive. Your generosity keeps KABU on the air. We ended the drive Saturday at 5 p.m., about $10,000 shy of our financial goal. If you missed your chance to donate during the drive, just go to kboo.fm right now and make your contribution. If you did pledge and still need to send us your payment, please aim to do so this week. Thanks very much again to everyone who values KABU and helps keep it on the air.
Cascadia. Today is October 29th, 2013, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio, at 90.7 FM and KBOO.fm on the web. We have just come through, as listeners must know by now, the fall membership drive. It has been probably one of the most successful drives in my memory, at any rate. And I want to thank everyone who became a new member, who returned to KABU after perhaps a few prodigal years at other radio stations or out of the area. And of course, I want to thank all those who renewed their memberships. It is your support that keeps this type of programming happening. We are going to get right into it. One of the questions, first the weather, however, it looks like we've got a pattern coming up. Bright, clear days today. Highs in the mid 50s tonight. Lows dropping back down into the lower 30s. Frost advisories are in effect in outlying areas around our Cascadia bioregion. And tomorrow, pretty much the same thing. There are, in some long-range forecasts, they are the murmur of snow on the weekend. But, of course, there's always going to be snow somewhere. Maybe not here, but somewhere. So take that with a grain of salt. The alternative forecast for today, again, pretty much the same. The same advice holding steady as for yesterday, so you won't go through it. It's a good time for garden maintenance in general, the excellent time for a compost pile. One thing that frost is actually our friend frost. It breaks down the cellulose, the cell wall, so that it makes it a little bit easier for the microbes to do their job of continuing the process of turning compost into usable soil. Later on in the program today, we're going to be talking with Brian Terrell. He is co-coordinator of Voices for Creative Nonviolence and the co-founder of a Catholic Worker Party in Malloy, Iowa. He has been a guest on KABU from time to time in the past. We're glad to welcome him back. We are also going to try to speak again today with Kevin Gostola at Fire Dog Lake on some of the antics of the NSA. We can speak lightly of it, and we have to, or we'd go mad, but in fact, it is pretty serious. Just this, however, before anything else, because indeed this is news which emanates out of Washington, out of the East Coast, out of Washington and Virginia, Langley specifically, but it touches all of us here in Cascadia, and indeed, as we find out now across the world. Going back to May of 2013, May of this year, there were reports that the former Justice Department official James Comey was in line to become President Obama's choice as the next FBI director. This, in fact, has come to pass. At that time, many notables who have had the misfortune of bumping up against the FBI, notably Colleen Rowley and others, expressed their grave concerns about this coming to pass. It should be no surprise to FBI watchers that at this time, with all of Europe virtually up in arms over the spying that the U.S. has been up to, and with the affordable health care fiasco and the mounting ire of people on either side, that, of course, President Obama would pull something like this out. Back in May, Colleen Rowley said that it would be surprising if Obama's reported selection of former Bush administration Deputy Attorney General James Comey to become the new FBI director will change much, either be better or worse. In fact, Comey and Mueller seem cut from the same cloth. Others have said that Comey really is, in fact, central to many of the programs of the Bush administration, which turned out to be only legal after the fact, after the programs already were in place, already been acted upon, already had produced results, and then they went back to court, of course, and made it legal after the fact. moving on from there, we'll see what Comey will do. It's an amazing choice, though, given the fact that Comey's past is so riddled with legal loopholes, and we can expect more of the same. From the Obama administration's perspective, he's perfect because he's the guy that will be instrumental, no doubt, in making it easier than ever to spy on Americans and gather this so-called metadata. And moving right along, if you haven't heard, most people have, of course, the Portland Police Chief Mike Reese has been hauled up onto the mat and asked to explain the alarming lapses in accountability. Portland Police Chief's recent statement to the City Council, the police oversight system is working very well, tipped a lot of people over the edge. The city auditor yesterday identified alarming lapses under the chief's tenure. Levon Griffin Velade, reportedly says that many of the reforms that she proposed to strengthen police oversight were specifically aimed at addressing inappropriate actions by two high-ranking police supervisors and the chief's own questionable decisions. On another note, Assistant Police Chief Eric Hendricks was apparently in the midst of attempting to prevent and throw up obstacles in the way of the internal affairs investigation into a retaliation complaint against a police captain. It goes on and on. Notables in the department have either put their foot in their own mouths or in somebody else's right down the line. Recent indiscretions by two supervisors in the chief's office only serve to underline the necessity of broadening the powers of the Independent Police Review Division and allow its investigators to compel police testimony. This is a debate that is going to go on. As we know, the police union is certainly one of the most powerful organizations in Portland. We're still trying to reach Brian Terrell and get him on the phone to talk with us a bit, but it's important. We live in Cascadia, and we are right now facing massive environmental opponents, and we have to think about what is in fact going on here. The police in Portland and across the nation are increasingly militarized. We have Israeli trainers coming in and teaching what they know about controlling people. And we have every reason to believe that many of the enormous corporations that provide the hardware and software that enable the NSA to do what it has been doing are 100% in force here. To the NSA, of course, no town anymore is unique, and a personal target is not a personal target. It's pretty much across the board. We are merely another site where data is being collected. Protests. Think about it. The police department. This is an ecology. Anything is an ecology. The forest is an ecology, obviously. Downtown Portland is its own ecology. The boardroom of corporations, that's an ecology. And the police department, specifically the police union, that's an ecology too. And it certainly behooves us to try to understand that ecology to the extent that we are able to and put some effort into it, because it will affect us. Protests going forward, opposition and resistance to the coal, trains and trucks carrying oil, terminals placed on the vulnerable and fragile areas of our coastline and along our rivers, all of the protests, all of the resistance to that, data on people, it's being collected, and it's not just being collected. It is being used in a very active manner to forestall the effectiveness of these protests. We notice this in the media. We notice when we try to use pretty much any search engine to find out more about some of these events, to find out more about what's going on around us, right under our feet, and it becomes increasingly difficult. That said, some of us here at the station are looking into the private companies that help the police spy on protesters. There is, of course, this mass private surveillance industry. Rolling Stone recently had an article, and I certainly commend your attention to that. The promotional materials for many of these companies boasts of how law enforcement organizations can use their products to monitor people at protests and other large crowds. Ron Wyden has been central to this, and he is somebody that listeners from time to time contact. I would suggest that this might be definitely the time. This has been Air Cascadia for Tuesday, October 29th, 2013. Janet Anderson engineered the show today. Thanks so much for that, Janet. And, of course, Kathleen Stevenson is the KBOO AM News and Public Affairs Director. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening and stay tuned.
Today on Flashpoints, we continue our coverage of the murder of a 13-year-old Latino 8th grader by the sheriff's deputies in Santa Rosa, California. And we'll feature excerpts of a brand new hard-hitting documentary on an epidemic of racist police violence in the United States of America. I'm Dennis Bernstein. All this straight ahead on Flashpoints. Stay tuned. In Berkeley, I'm Dennis Bernstein. You're listening to Flashpoints on Pacifica Radio. We continue our drumbeat coverage of the killing.